9 years ago, this person, her name is Krish. Okay, I was reached out when I was a young student like you in a youth service like this. And siya yung nag-disciple sa akin. Her name is Krish. And one of the things that I will not forget her telling me, kasi first time ko yun nadinig, more than panamaganda ko or tumatangkad ako, I will never forget her saying to me, "You know what, Che? You are a woman of destiny." Parang ako, ah, cable ba yun? Okay. So, but seriously speaking, okay, sabi niya, "You know what, Che? You are a woman of destiny and God can use you mightily." So ako, parang bilang isang estudyante na parang pumasok lang sa youth service, nag-worship, parang, ah, God can use me mightily, okay. But it was something so encouraging na hanggang ngayon hindi ko talaga makalimutan. And I held on to it because I was so encouraged. And it's so unusual, parang totoo kaya to. But it was also so unusual, I was so encouraged. Up to this very day, I'm still holding on to what she told me. So today, as we begin our preaching, let me be to you what Krish said to me. Let me be the one to say it to everyone here. I want you to know, all of you young people here, that you are men and women of destiny. And God can use you mightily. Do you believe that? Okay. God wants to use you mightily. And before we begin the school year, if there is just siguro one thing that I would want to, for you na mapabaon ko sa inyo, we'll talk about that today. So if you have your Bibles with you, sino dito may Bible ka? Ayan, pakitaas mo. Kahit nasa cellphone or Bible talaga, ayan. We wanna encourage you, we strongly encourage you to have your very own Bible. Yung masusulatan nyo, yung kapag ka lumuha kayo, mapapataka ng luha kapag binasa nyo yung Word ni God. Okay? So I would want you to please stand up in reverence to the Word of God. And open your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Hi. Can we read this all together? 1, 2, 3, go. "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time that you've gathered us here today. Lord, we pray that you will open our hearts and open our minds so that we would know you, and open this word so that we may live by it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Okay, so in this time, this letter to Timothy was written by Paul. Okay, so si Timothy, he was a young person like you and me. Yes, tayo talaga yung young. So tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Mukha pa bang young yan? Yes, a young at heart lang daw no? This letter was written to a young person. Bakit? Kasi Paul was sending Timothy to a church in Ephesus. So, Ephesus was a church na ang daming nangyayaring mali. May mga false teachers, may mga false practices. So, it was interesting that Paul was sending a young person like all of you. And his name was Timothy. And Paul was writing this letter to encourage him. And when I was reading this message, sabi ko, grabe naman to si Paul, no? Bakit kaya young person yung sinend niya? Bakit hindi mas matanda? But when Paul sent him, he didn't send him empty-handed. He sent him with this encouragement saying, "Oh, Timothy, pupunta ka doon sa Ephesus kung saan may false teaching, false prophet, but I want you to remember this. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. But you are to set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." And minsan ba, nangyari na sa inyo, kahit minsan na parang nilook down kayo dahil sa edad nyo, yung hindi kayo pinapasok sa sinehan, or hindi kayo pinapasok sa rides, o di ba? Sino nakaka-relate? Okay? Or may nakapagsabi na ba sa inyo na tumahimik ka kasi wala kang alam, bata ka pa? Okay, nadinig niyo na ba yon? Or yung may gatas ka pa sa labi, papunta ka pa lang, pabalik na ako. Minsan may nagsasabi sa atin ng ganon, but you know what, there are many reasons why people may look down on us because we are young. Yes, us, kasama pa rin ako, yes? Sinama talaga yung sarili, no? But there are many reasons why people would look down on you young people. Some may say because we are inexperienced, yung kulang pa yung experiences natin. Or some may say na kapag ka daw marami ng puting buhok, yun daw yung sign of wisdom. Pag tinignan mo yung buhok mo, blonde po. Or red po, black po, hindi pa puti. Wala pang wisdom. Minsan, ganun. But you know what? The Word of God says, even though many people may look down on you, young people, you do not look down on yourself because you are young. Why? Because you are a people. You are a generation of great purpose. May purpose ka. Meron kang magandang destiny. You are a young people of great influence. Did you know that at one point, Justin Bieber had more Twitter followers than Barack Obama? Okay, natalo pa niya si Barack Obama. And did you know that the one who made Facebook, which connects the entire world all together, is a young person? You see, God can use young people. Young people are being used to influence society. Do you believe that? Sabi sa katabi mo, you can influence others. Okay? Okay, you can influence others. You are a generation of great influence. You are a generation who can make an impact in this nation. May purpose ka. Young people, I want you to know na hindi po kayo nag-e-exist lang para humingi ng baon sa magulang. Hindi kayo nag-e-exist lang para magdota. Hindi kayo nag-e-exist lang para mabuhay at mag-occupy ng seat sa kinauupuan nyo ngayon. But you exist for a greater purpose. So, iniisip ko, bakit nga kaya sinasabi ni Paul na do not let anyone look down on yourselves because you are young? Why? It's because even if people look at us differently, the God that we have does not look down on us. If you look all throughout the Bible, God continued to use young people to fulfill His mighty purposes. And kanina yung shinare ni Tyne, sino nga yun? Si David. Sino ba yung tinalo ni David? Si Goliath. And you will see, when the Israelites needed saving, he used this young boy named David to slay a giant. Not the oldest or strongest warrior, but a young boy. And after David, yung nag-reign na hari is si King Solomon. He was considered to be one of the wisest man who ever lived. Pero nung naging king si Solomon, iniisip niya, I'm just a child. And when the Israelites were going away from worshiping God, he sent another king whose name was Josiah. Alam niyo ba kung ilang taon siya naging king? King Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. And the Bible says he was a good king. And when the Israelites were moving away from God, he sent a young prophet, Jeremiah, to tell them, hey, go back to God. He sent a young prophet. And when the Savior of the world was about to be born, he used a young woman named Mary to accomplish his good purpose, to do a great thing so that a Savior can be born. And when there were lost people in Ephesus, he sent a young man named Timothy. God uses young people mightily to do His good purposes. Sabi sa katabi mo, God can use you. God uses young people mightily to do His good purposes. And when Paul says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, baka mamaya pag uwi nyo sa bahay nyo, oy, nay, wag mo akong ismulen. Don't look down on me because I'm young. You see, when we say God uses young people to do His good purposes, yung mga taong sinabi natin kanina, sila David, sila Solomon, sila Mary, sila Jeremiah, all of them, what was common to all of them was that they were all young. But what is also common among all of them was they were imperfect. I-encourage mo yung katabi mo, sabi mo, you are imperfect. Na-encourage ka ba? But their imperfection did not stop them from being used by a mighty God. You see, bakit hindi natin i-look down yung sarili natin? Because even though we are imperfect, I know that my mighty God can use me mightily. Amen ba? Okay, God can use you mightily to do His good purposes. And as we go back, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says there, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but, ano daw? Set an example. You're not just to let anyone look down on you because you are young, but you are to set an example. Sino dito naglalaro kayo ng Kinect? onti lang daw, okay? Sino dito, hindi nyo pa alam yung Kinect? Okay, we would like to encourage you mamaya dyan, sa gilid, sa may time zone. Makikita nyo kung ano yung Kinect. Yun yung nagsasayaw, tapos gagayahin nyo. And you know what? That's simply a picture of what it's like to be an example. To set an example. And you know what, young people? You will always be an example. You will always be an example. The question is, what kind of example will you be? Maraming taong titingin sa buhay nyo, maraming makakita sa inyo, you will always be an example. The question is, what kind of example will you be? And in the Bible, when Paul was encouraging Timothy, hindi lang niya sinabing be an example, period. But he stated different areas of Timothy's life that was to be an example. Para pag pumunta siya dun sa bayan ng Ephesus na ang daming maling nangyayari, yung buhay ni Timothy, yun yung magiging example. Yun yung gagayahin. Kahit ang daming ginagawa ng ibang mali, siya yung magiging example. And it says there, set an example for the believers in speech. Yun yung una. Set an example in your speech. Did you know that the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth will speak? Nakarinig na ba kayo ng tao na pag nagkukwento pa, ulit yung kwento niya? Okay, pag nag-usap kayo ngayon, yun yung ikukwento niya, tapos bukas pag nakita kayo, yun ulit yung ikukwento niya. And the Bible says, kasi yun yung abundance ng heart niya. But you know what? Your words will always reflect the condition of your heart. And the Bible says, your word is to be an example for other people. Ibig sabihin, yung lying, when you keep on lying, you're setting a bad example. And dati, in olden times, the mode of communication would always be speaking and writing. But today, in this modern world, we have lots and lots of modes kung paano tayo magko-communicate. There's Twitter. Yan, sino may Twitter kayo? Okay. Active. 1 million tweets and more than that. Meron tayong Facebook. And the Bible says, everything you say, whether you say it in to a person, whether you say it in a blog, whether you say it in your status, you are to set an example. Pag tinignan ba yung Facebook mo, are you setting a good example to other people? Baka mamaya pag tinignan, dun pa kayo nag-aaway talaga sa Facebook, parinigan ng status, or you're writing a blog to hurt someone. The Bible says, you are to set an example in speech. Why? Kasi baka yan pa, yung speech mo, yan pa yung makahinder sa'yo na hindi ka magamit ni Lord to accomplish great and mighty things for Him. Ano pa? In speech, in life. One of the things that my leader told me before was that, Che, be careful how you live your life because you may be the only Bible that other people will read. Be careful how you live your life because you may be the only Bible that other people will read. Some people, they don't attend worship services like this. Your classmates, your families, baka hindi pa sila nagbabasa ng Bible, di pa nila kilala si Lord. Pero, pag tinignan nila yung buhay mo, makikita nila, ay, ano kayang meron sa buhay nitong taong to? When they see your life, they will know God. When they see how you live, they will be encouraged to come here. They will be encouraged to read their Bible. They will be encouraged to live for God. Do you want to be that person? The Bible says, set an example in speech, in life, and ito, favorite ng lahat, in love. Okay, sino ito? Katabi mo mukhang in love. In love. Favorite na favorite nyo talaga yan, ano? Set an example in love, I will find a relationship now. Ganun ba yon? The Bible says, when we live our lives, we set an example on how to love others. So, ibig sabihin, the way we love our parents. Young people, if God would look at your families, if God would look at how you honor your parents, are you loving your parents? Are you loving yung mga kapatid nyo, yung mga nanghihiram ng gamit nyo, pagbalik, sira na? Or yung mga nangihiram ng kapatid nyo, ng gamit nyo na hindi na bumabalik sa inyo, nawawala na, hindi nyo na makita. Are you loving your enemies? Are you loving yung mga nagpaparinig sa inyo sa Twitter, sa Instagram? And the Bible says you are to set an example in love. And not just that. Next thing, you are to set an example in faith. Let's start with the basics. Young people, when was the last time you even talked to God in your own quiet place? Are you a man or a woman of prayer? When people look at your life, do they see the God that you believe in? Do you live a life that points other people to God? The Bible says you are to set an example in faith, faith that is in obedience to God's word. Do you have someone who is helping you to grow in your relationship with God? Kung wala pa, I want to encourage you, sign up for a victory group so you will know people na tutulungan kayo sa walk niyo with God. Are you pointing someone else to God? Set an example in faith. And another thing, did you know that waiting was an act of faith? Okay, waiting is an act of faith. Even waiting for that future spouse, yun nga, kagaya na sinabi ni Pastor Dan, di ba? Lahat ng tao nagbo-boyfriend, girlfriend na, pero ikaw, Lord, I'm in faith that you have the best for my life. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? And alam niyo ba, just to share a story, sobrang na-honor ako when my husband said, when he courted me, nung nag-asawa na kami, ako yung una niyang holding hands, ako yung una niyang I love you, ako yung una niyang kiss. I was his first kiss on the day of our wedding day. And I want to tell you, grabe, this man is a man of faith kasi naantay niya ako sa hinaba-haba ng pag-aantay niya, and waiting for that special someone is also an act of faith. Not just in waiting, but in your academics. Are you in faith na, Lord, as I do my best when I study, will you be the one to honor my work? Will you be the one to give me good grades? Or baka naman, wala nang faith, kopyahan na lang. It's better to cheat than to repeat, di ba? And even studying hard is an act of faith. Kapag kabatayt ka na, kapag wala ka ng pera, giving is an act of faith. Kapag kabatayt na tight na yung budget, will you still give your tithe? It is an act of faith. You are to set an example in faith. When challenges do come in your way, ikaw ba yung parang, naku, ito na, babagsak na ata ako sa exam, babagsak na ata ako sa board, wala nang kinabukasan ako? Or are you living a life of faith? No, Lord, I know that you have a plan for my life. Lord, I believe in every promise that you said in your word. Lord, ako yung magrarally sa classmates ko so that we can pray together and believe you for great things. Are you living a life of faith? The Bible says you are not just to let anyone look down on you because you are young, but you are to set an example, not just in speech, life, love, and faith, but you are to set an example in purity. Kamusta yung pinapanood mo? Kamusta yung binabasa mo? Kamusta yung puso mo? What are the things that you allow to enter your heart and enter your eyes and enter your mind? Are you living a pure and holy life? When it comes to the opposite sex, the Bible says to treat younger men as brothers and older men as fathers. O diba, text, kuya, kuya, diba? Kumaka-text eh. Or, young men here, how many men do we have in the house? Okay, raise your hands. Yes, you are a man. If you are a male, you are a man. And the Bible says, young men, set an example in purity so that when younger men see your actions, hindi sila gagaya. Makikita nila yung example nyo. Ay, si kuya, ginagalang yung mga babae. Ay, si kuya, hindi nang loloko. Ay, si kuya, nirerespeto yung mga babae. Young men, I urge you, set an example in purity. Young women, how many lovely ladies do we have here? Raise your hand. Ladies, I want you to know that you are God's princess. And ang bagay sa princess ay isang prinsipe at hindi palaka. You are to set an example in purity. If you do not treat yourself with respect, how will other men treat you with respect? I want you to know God has a great destiny for all of you young men and women. And you are to set an example in life, in love, in speech, in faith, and in purity. Pero sino sa inyo masasabi nyo dito? Ang hirap naman yan. Meron ba dito? Gaya ko, nahirapan din. Perfect kayo lahat ha. Ang hirap niyan, di ba? Ang hirap maging example. Ang hirap mag-set ng example. Minsan, kaya ko ba talaga to? And you know what? I want for you to know that God's grace, the same grace that saves us, is the same grace that will allow you to be an example. It says there in Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It enables us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age." In this present age na mahirap maging example, in this present age na ang daming maling nangyayari, kagaya kung saan sinend si Timothy, Paul says to Titus, "The grace of God has appeared to all men will enable you to live a life that is an example to other people." Okay, it's only by the grace of God that we can set an example. And I want to show you this picture. This is a picture of a man. His name is Christian Yanga. Kilala niyo ba siya? Hindi siya masyado sikat eh. Pero, hindi siya kilala. But you know what? He reached out to a young man. Baka itong next picture, kilala niyo na? Kilala niyo ba yan? Some of you kilala, some of you hindi. That is Pastor Bongo Zoom. He was reached out as a young person like you in the campus. Hindi niyo siya kilala. Pero itong tatlong to, yung next picture, kilala niyo ba yan? That is Noel, yung nagki-keyboards dito kanina. Yung second picture, that is Dean. He is one of our campus missionaries reaching out to TIP. And yung isa, si Ali. He's now working as a lawyer and serving high officials. And you know what? Because of that man on the top, he did not look down on this young person, and that next young person influenced this young person, and that second young person, and that third young person, who is influencing some of us right now at this very moment. You see, young people, you have a great destiny. You do not know how God can use you mightily for His power, for His purpose, for His glory. God uses young people to do His good purposes in this generation. God's grace enables you to set an example. You will always be an example. What kind of example will you leave behind? And I want to show you two pictures here. The first one, kilala niyo ba yan? That is Hitler. Did you know that at a very young age, dun siya na-impluensyahan na pumatay ng tao? And this man, who was influenced by war at a very young age, left 50 million people dead. A young man who was influenced at a very young age left 50 million people dead. And the next person, kilala niyo na, di ba, si Pastor Bong? The man who reached out to Dean, to Noel, and to Ali, men who are influencing this generation right now. Those are just two different examples. You can either be on the other side becoming a bad example, or you can either be on the other side being a good example. God wants to use you, young people. God wants to use you to fulfill His mighty purposes in this generation. God is calling you to set an example. Pagbalik nyo sa pamilya nyo, be an example there. Pagbalik nyo sa campus nyo, be an example there. And just to summarize all of these, I want to show you a picture of a phone. Sino dito may phone kayo? Di ba minsan, pag may tumatawag, there are three things that you can do kapag may tumatawag sa inyo. Number one, you can either answer it. Number two, you can ignore it. Or number three, ayaw mo talagang sagutin, i-reject mo na lang. But I want you to know, young people, God is calling you to set an example. God is calling all of you to set an example, to be an example where God is sending you. I showed you two pictures of two men earlier, each one having a bad example and the other one having a good example. But I want to show you this last picture. If it comes hard to be an example, if you're looking down on yourself, I want you to remember this last picture. I want you to remember the cross. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, and it enables all of us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. God sent His one and only Son to all of us so that we can say no, so that we can be used mightily to be an example. God sent His Son so that you would know, so that someday you would come here to this service and say, Lord, may good purpose ka at gusto mo akong gamitin. Lord, you're calling me to be an example in my classroom. You're calling me to be an example in my generation. You're calling me to be an example to my family. I want for you to know, God is calling you. You can either reject it, ignore it, or you can answer it and allow yourself to be used by God to do His mighty purposes. A while ago, I was telling story after story after story of young people in the Bible being used by God to fulfill mighty purposes. Kasi every time na nangangailangan yung mga tao ng work ni God, natatakot yung Israelites, nagpadala ng young person, pinadala si David. Lumalayo yung Israelites, nagpadala ng young person, ginamit si Josiah. Kailangan ng Savior, gumamit ng young person, ginamit si Mary. All of these things to show that God is good and loving. And would you, like those people, be that person in your campus? Would you, like those people, allow yourself to be used so that people will know God? Would you answer the call of God? And what I love about God is that He doesn't send us empty-handed. He sent His one and only Son so that you can be that example in your campus, so that you can be that example in your family, so that you can say no, no to ungodliness. Lord, I don't want this. I want your purpose. Lord, I don't want this. I want your good destiny for me. Lord, I don't want this junk. I want your purpose in my life. And you know what, young people? Wala nang mas masarap pa kundi mabuhay para kay God. The best place to be is right at the center of God's will. Everything that's best that's gonna happen in your life, you're gonna find it alongside with God. Yung best future, best career, best life, best future husband or future wife, best sa lahat, you're gonna find it with God. And He has sent His Son so that you can fulfill that destiny and you can say no and you can be an example wherever God is sending you. God used mighty young men and women to fulfill His good purposes. God gave His grace so that you can be an example, and God is calling you to be an example wherever He's sending you. Why don't we just pray? Lord, thank you God for your word in our life. Thank you, Lord, that it's not an accident that we are here today hearing this word. Lord, thank you. Thank you for you are a God who does not look down on us, but you are a God who uses us mightily. Lord, thank you. Thank you na may magandang destiny kami sa'yo. Lord, thank you na maganda yung future namin sa'yo. Lord, thank you kasi kahit wala kami masyadong alam, you're gonna use us mightily to fulfill your purposes. I wanna pray for some of you here. Probably some of you at one point or the other, you've looked down on yourself. Probably dahil may nasabi sa inyo na ganyan ka na talaga. Wala na mangyayari sa buhay mo. Probably you've looked down on yourself because there was a failure that was so big. There was a failure so great na parang, ang hirap na bumangon. You're looking down on yourself. I want to let you know that God's healing is here in this place right now. God wants to heal you so you will not need to look down on yourself. Or probably you're here and you're saying, ang dami kong insecurity ngayon. Ang dami kong insecurity, kaya even I myself, I'm looking down on myself. Would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Thank you. Thank you. Many hands are raised. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for these men and women who've at one point or the other looked down on themselves. Lord, thank you. Kasi ikaw mismo, you're not looking down on them. But Lord, thank you that no amount of failure in the past, no amount of spoken words against them will define their destiny and their future. Lord, we cast off those words and we cast off those failures, that those failures and words will no longer be remembered, but Lord, they're gonna be excited for how you're gonna use them. Lord, I pray that they will not let others look down on them because they are young. Lord, thank you that they will look to you and find healing. They will look to you and find purpose. They will look to you, Lord, and be excited for the great things you have for them. In Jesus' name.